Hey there, my name's Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Now, Samsung has just unveiled the new Exynos 2100, the processor they're going to be using in their flagship smartphones in 2021. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. As I'm sure you know, Samsung have been making Exynos processors for several years now, and they always have a flagship processor which makes their way into their flagship devices. And depending on your geographical region, depends on whether you get a device with an Exynos processor or with a Qualcomm processor. Now, the 2100 is the new flagship processor which we'll expect to see in the flagship devices in this year, in 2021. Now, the big thing has been, up until now, is there's been a discrepancy between the Qualcomm processor and the Exynos processor in terms of CPU power, in terms of some of the capabilities, in terms of the GPU power. So it's important to see what Samsung release when they make these new processors and to see if they are more on an even footing with the offerings from Qualcomm. So let's dive straight in and have a look at some of the specifications. So the first thing we know is this is a chip built using Samsung's 5-nanometer process. It's an octa-core processor with a 1+3+4 setup. So that means you have one Cortex-X1 clocked at 2.9 gigahertz, then you have three Cortex-A78 cores clocked at 2.8 gigahertz, and then four Cortex-A55 cores clocked at 2.2 gigahertz. Then you also have a Mali G78 with 14 cores. That's up from the 10-core version that we find in the Exynos 1080. And the Exynos 990 had an 11-core version of the G77, the previous generation. So the 2100 has the next generation, the G78, and also increases the cores from 11 to 14. It's a 5G integrated modem, which means you've got sub-6 and millimeter wave, and then of course support for 4G, 3G, 2G, and so on. LPDDR5 memory, UFS 3.1 and UFS 2.1 support, and then when we get to the camera, we're talking 4K encoding at 128 frames a second, and 8K decoding at 60 frames a second, and then support for up to 200 megapixel cameras, which we will talk more about in a moment. So two big takeaways here. First of all, we see now that Samsung have moved over to the ARM design processors, no more having the Mongoose processors. We've got the Cortex-X1 and then the Cortex-A78. And also Samsung at this point are still using the ARM Mali GPU. Samsung are also keen to point out the use of a new governor, a new scheduler that looks at the whole of the SoC. So that would be the CPU and the GPU and the AI components. It's called the Advanced Multi-IP Governor. And Samsung say that using it will allow you to have better battery life while also maintaining peak performance. It will be interesting to see when devices come out with the Exynos 2100, when we compare it to devices with the Snapdragon 888, whether there is actually a real world difference in terms of battery life and in terms of peak performance. Quickly worth mentioning the AI capabilities. Samsung are saying it's got a triple NPU and that the overall system performance is 26 tops. When it comes to the image signal processor, which is used for the camera, Samsung tells us you can connect six different sensors to the Exynos 2100 and you can use four of them simultaneously. And the use case they're underlining is the ability to do a zoom across the different camera sensors so that you get an optical zoom all the way from kind of ultra wide right into a telephoto lens, and the camera and the software handle that transition as you go from one sensor to the other. Now, Samsung are saying the device is already in mass production. And of course, what we're looking for to see is what devices from Samsung have the Exynos 2100 in 2021. And will this be the year when we have exclusively Exynos processors in all of Samsung's devices, or will there still be devices, depending on the geographic region, using Qualcomm's chips? We will have to wait and see. And one final bombshell that Samsung dropped there at the end of the presentation is that the new Exynos for 2022, maybe that'll be called the 2200, will have the AMD graphics and not the Mali GPU. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this look at the Exynos 2100. If you did, please do give this video a thumbs up. Also, if you like these kind of videos, why not stick around by subscribing to the channel? Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.